Good morning. Welcome back to the book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you once again the Word of God from this good old Bible, King James Bible. Amen. Good to be saved this morning and be able to come before the microphone and try to be a help and a blessing to someone listening out there this morning. I know somebody needs some help today, and that's what we're here for. That's our prayer, that we could help someone along the way and exalt the Savior. Lift him up, and if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. And that's what he said in the scriptures, and I believe that. It worked with me, and it worked with you, and it'll work with somebody else. And so it's good to be here this morning, and a good Lord's Day. Hope you're making plans to be in the Lord's house this morning. Sunday school hour here at Mountain View, where we're members at, begins at 10. And worship service 10:45, back at 5 o'clock on the evening, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Boy, it feels good to be back in church on Wednesday and Sunday in the church house, and so it's a blessing to be able to be there. You come visit with us today if you don't have a church home, and you be in your place this morning. Good to be saved on this day in 2021, and good to know the Lord. He's coming. I haven't lost hope. I know he's coming. And one day he's going to split the eastern sky, and we're leaving here. Every child of God's going to be gone with him. That's going to be a blessed day. All right, we want to remember in prayer now each one that needs prayer this morning. The prayer list we have at church, we're praying for those, and then those in Radio Land that are in need of prayer this morning. We want to remember you. God knows your need today as you lift your heart up to the Lord. We'll pray for you that God would just help you and those especially that are sin sick. When you need some help from the Lord, you need salvation, we pray that God will open your heart to receive Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. And then those that's away from the Lord, we trust God will speak to you. Help you to see that you're treading the blood of the covenant you're sanctified with underfoot and not glorifying the Lord with your life. And you need to do that. And you need to glorify him and live for him in these last days. But it's good to be here. I want to remember these in prayer. This one of the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Trust to be a blessing and a special help to you today as we open the Word of God and the song to be a blessing to you this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the day. Privileged, Lord, to bow at the throne of grace again today. And Lord, just to boldly come before you, asking you for cleansing for every failure and sin and shortcoming in our lives today. And Lord, for every need in Radio Land to be met today according to your perfect will. Bless every need. All the spoken needs, Father, that's been made known. Folks been putting down somebody's name on the prayer list. I pray, Lord, for those today that you would undertake in their needs and speak to their hearts. And, Lord, those that are sick and suffering this morning, not able to get out to be in the house of God, I pray, Lord, be a blessing. Lord, the program would be a blessing to them today. Just use us for your glory and honor to bring glory to the Lord Jesus. We'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today and be an uplift to you. Listen to the words of it as they sing.
We used to go to meeting the priest. supreme sweetheart, amen. We'd enter God's house without the world on our minds, concerned for souls in sin. How wonderful it seems just to recall.
Hey, Christ is not dead. Jesus is alive and well this morning, and he's reigning. Amen. He's going to rule and reign over this old world one of these days. And until then, we're here, and we're got his presence with us and within us, and he's helping us along the way. But one day, he's going to come get us out of here and defeat the devil. Amen. He's going to put him in the bottomless pit where he belongs, and get him away from the children of God, and we're going to live with Jesus forever. Isn't that a good hope this morning? Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about today? I'm glad we're not going to have to live forever with the devil. He's going to be in his own place, and we're going to be where we belong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have another one now. Hope be a blessing to you. You listen now to the words of this morning.
You need
Amen. Well, if you get to feeling sorry for yourself, just remember this. If you hadn't been delivered yet, you will be delivered. There will be, he answers prayer for his children, and he brings us through everything. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So if you're not out of it yet, you will be. Amen. The Lord's got something better for us in the future. Well, we want to Romans chapter 15 this morning, Romans chapter 15. And we want to preach the subject that we feel the Lord to have us to today on hope. I'm glad we've got some hope this morning. Amen. There's a time, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, said we were without hope, without Christ, without any hope. I'm telling you, that was a miserable life without any hope. But I'm glad today, child of God, has got hope. And we're going to read about that this morning in Romans chapter 15 and try to preach to you a few minutes on hope. The child of God's hope. What hope have we got today? I'm glad we've got something better this world has this morning. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now in verse 13, the Bible says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we've got hope this morning. There is hope for a child of God. We're not living like we used to live. We're not what we used to be. Without Christ, without any hope in this world. But God came on the scene one day, brought conviction upon our life. And so we've got a hope this morning. And it's a wonderful hope. And the hope is in Jesus Christ. We don't have any hope in this world. This world's not helping us. It may put a little monetary things in your hand every once in a while. And through the providence of God, we can work and do and provide and have things and be blessed that way. But that's not what a child of God lives for. And we're looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so there's hope this morning. And for a child of God, we have got abundant hope this morning. The children of God are not without any hope today in this world. Now, this world is helpless and hopeless, but we have, thank God, we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible said, of course, in Romans chapter 8, I believe it is, and I believe it's in verse 24, we find there's hope for the child of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 24, if I can find it here this morning. But I tell you, there's hope for the child of God. We're not living helpless in this world today. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Wait for it. Amen. We're waiting for what the Lord has promised us, and it's all because of the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessed hope. It's a blessed hope for every child of God. We have something that we can trust in today. And looking, what's that hope? Well, we're going to see Jesus, just like he said that he was going to see him. And so we've got something to look forward to. I'm not expecting the world to give me what I need in this life today. I tell him that hereafter, we look at things today and monetary values, and look at things today and the value of the flesh and thing we provide, but our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verse 14 said, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, as zealous of good works. And these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And so it's a blessed hope this morning. And we've got hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. He made a promise. Well, he was standing there one day, and he was leaving after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the empowerment of the children of God, the church of the living God. Jesus was leaving. And he said, that, listen, I'm going to leave you. But he didn't leave us helpless. He didn't leave us hopeless. We're leaving with a promise. He said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And so even though he has moved from here to paradise, to the heavens, he may be there, but he's still living within us. The children of God have the presence of the Lord within us through the person of the Holy Ghost of God. So we're living with hope today. He made us a promise. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so we're living with that hope today. We went to bed last night expecting the Lord to come. Got up this morning. We were still here. And so I'm going through the day to day expecting for the Lord to come and wanting him to come and expecting him to come even before the sun goes down tonight. And so we're living with that hope today. What we get in this world today, giving us the physical things that we have, provided by the providence and the grace and the blessings of God. But that's not what our soul is longing for this morning. Our soul is longing to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, be with the Savior that redeemed us from all iniquity and purified unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so we've got hope today. So we're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And so, well, you see what kind of hope we have today. And you see there's a real hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us over in the book of Hebrews, my friend, he tells us about that an anchor of hope. Our hope is an anchor of the soul. And then it gives us something that we couldn't get anywhere else. We've got that help and that hope today as an anchor of the soul. In Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible tells us there in verses 19. Hebrews chapter 6 and verses 19. The Bible said, well, let's back up there in verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, and though sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, even where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, and made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so it's an anchor of the soul today, the hope that we have. It's impossible to fully explain the hope that we have in the Savior today, but thank God, it's an anchor of the soul. It's what I rest in this morning. It's what I depend upon day by day. It's a hope that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not hoping that he will come, but knowing that he's going to come and hoping that it might be today. Praise God. And so it's an anchor of the soul. And what does it do for us? Well, it motivates us. And that hope that we have today motivates us. And brother, because of what the Lord Jesus has promised us and what he will do at one of these days. And 1 Peter tells us that it's a lively hope. Amen. It's a lively hope. And it's given to us by the Lord. A lively hope. And brother, not a dead hope. And not something that we're not looking for, nor expecting to come to pass, but it's a lively hope. It's living because it's based upon the living Word of God. Amen. And so the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible tells us there, 1 Peter chapter 1, and I believe it's in about verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and the Bible said, listen, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundance the mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Who are kept by the power of God and through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season if need be, and in heaviness through manifold temptations, and the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes may be tried with fire, might be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. It's a lively hope. Amen. That gives us a life of expectancy, looking for the Lord to come back one of these days. And so it's a lie. It's not a dead hope. It's not based on somebody that's dead. It's based on somebody that's living. Amen. Jesus Christ, by the resurrection from the dead, gave us a living hope. Amen. Thank God. And that gives us an inheritance. He made us a promise. And brother, we've got a, and we're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Jesus. And what God has given him, and what God is, and what Jesus is ours also. And my friend, it's a lively hope. And by that resurrection of Jesus Christ from the, it gives within us a real joy of expectancy of knowing that the Lord is going to come back and carry us home to be with him. And what a day that's going to be when we get to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a lively hope. Amen. And that's what we've got within our hearts today. And brother, we're looking for the Lord to come. It's a life, and it's by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. He's not dead this morning. He's living. He's alive forevermore and holds the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's living this morning, and one day he's coming back to get us. Amen. And so it's a lively hope. And then I want to say this morning, not only is it a lively hope, but it's a purifying hope that we have in the Savior today. It's a purifying hope that's within us this morning. It gives us something that we can do for ourselves. Amen. It motivates us to purify our lives and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible said these words. He said, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. Listen, back up in verse 2, the Bible said, and beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. And so, brother, it gets a purifying hope. And, brother, it motivates us to live for the Lord Jesus. And, brother, in view of the fact that he could come at any moment, and listen, we're to keep our flesh under subjection, and brother, live in the will of God and walk in his will daily, and doing his perfect will, and daily submission to the Savior, because he may come at any moment. Wouldn't want him to find us doing wrong, would you? Amen. Brother, to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a hope that we have today. This world don't give you that. You can't find that out there in the world today. It don't motivate you to live right. Oh, I know there's a lot of programs that folks are going through with that helps them for a season. But I'm telling you about something this morning that'll help you for your lifetime till the Lord comes back and gets us. And that is the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ in your soul, and that changes you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And brother, that's something we have in our hearts and lives today that motivates us to live for God. You can live above reproach in this world today. And there come a day when you'll live above sin, but not until then. Amen. And you're living and you're dealing with the flesh. We're dealing with the flesh every day of our lives. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen, brother. But that within the child of God, the hope that we have in our hearts, the Lord Jesus coming back and him changing our lives,
and motivates us to live for Him every day of our life. And brother, stay true to God and with our life, and brother, let Him see that we love Him and lead somebody else to the Lord Jesus. It's a real hope today. It's a purifying hope. And brother, it'll make you give you motivation to live for Him and to walk right and to talk right and to look right. Amen. It'll change your way of living. And it'll change your way of dressing. Amen. It'll change your way of talking. And it'll change your life and motivate you to live for Him and not to conform yourself to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can live right. You can walk right. You can talk right. You can dress right. You can live in this world today and picturing what the Lord Jesus has done for you and what the Lord can do for them. And brother, let them know that Jesus will change your life. They'll give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That hope we have today, it's a purifying hope. Amen. It'll change you. That's right. It'll change you. Listen, you'll say no to the liquor crowd. You'll say no to the drug crowd. You'll say no to the abortion crowd. Amen. You'll say no, brother, to the sinful world that we're living in today. And brother, you'll say yes to Jesus and live for Him. Let Him exalt His name through your life and exalt Him. So it's a good hope today because it purifies us. And listen, it's a hope that carries us beyond the grave. Amen. It carries us beyond the grave. Thank God. Listen, it don't just end in this life today, but it carries us beyond the grave. Brother, one of these days, and that hope that we have, it's an anchor of our soul, and the hope that we have today that purifies our lives through our everyday living, it's that same kind of hope that He gives us, and it's going to carry us all the way through. Now, when we get to heaven, brother, it's a good hope that we have in Him today. Praise God for the hope that we have in the Savior this morning. And notice that something, I believe it's in Psalms chapter 161, verse I want to leave with you today before that we go. But the Bible tells us about that wonderful hope that we have. Psalm chapter 16, I believe it's in verse 9. I may have the wrong verse, but brother, it goes beyond the grave. But there's something better than this life today. This world don't give you any hope today. And the best thing you can have is what the world gives you. But we have in our hearts and lives what the Lord Jesus gives us. And it goes a long way beyond the grave. Brother, it gives us a place that we're going to go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an anchor of the soul. And it's pure and steadfast and enters in that within the veil. And so it's a wonderful hope that we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, live for Him, love Him, and depend upon Him. Get in this book. The Scriptures gives you hope. The reason you're feeling helpless and hopeless today is because you're out of the Word of God, and you're staying away from the Scriptures, and you're staying out of church, and you're staying away from preaching because you're afraid of it. You're afraid to deal with the sin that's in your life that needs to be dealt with. And brother, let me tell you, if you'll straighten those things out and get right with God, the real joy of God will be in your soul, and you have that hope in you that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. Amen. We're going to see the Savior. He's wonderful to be saved this morning. Listen, let Him in your heart today. Live and love Him and look for that blessed hope of the glorious appeared of the great God and our Savior Jesus. God bless you is our prayer. I'm the next Sunday.